to bring more children of God just like us.
所以在约翰福音十五章十六节，我们一起来念，好吧
？So let's read John chapter 15 and 16 together.
我们先念英文了，好。
English first.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will not disappear, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father
will give you.
请念中文了啊，请。不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且我派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们靠我的名，无论求什么，他就赐给你们。这里大家很清楚了，神告诉我们，不是我们去选他。
So God told us He chose us first.
是我们靠着神来选择我们。
Because God chose us.
因为我们常常找寻错的偶像。
We always search for the wrong idols.
我们不懂得神的意思。
We don't know God's will.
我们常常误会了神的启示。
Misunderstood His oracle.
初解圣经。
And misunderstood the word.
但是神爱您跟我所有世上的人。
God loves all the people, you and me, on the world.
他差派他的独生子耶稣拯救我们。
He sent His only begotten Son to save us.
他来成全了神的旨意。
He achieved God's will.
就是神要我们因着主耶稣被钉十字架，能够得到救赎。
And he died for us so that we can have be saved.
我们从不认识神的罪中得到活过来。
So through our sin we cannot live.
我们有属灵重生的生命。
So that's why we need to be reborn.
那就是他拣选了你，也拣选了我了。
That's why he chose you and he chose me.
做什么呢
？Why?
神圣经讲，分派您去为他结果子。
So that sent us to bear fruit for him.
我的果子让我们所结的果子长存在神面前。
So that we can have long-lasting fruit in the presence of God.
今天在世界上可能有许多其他的果子。
There are many fruits in this world.
世界上的果子不会长存的。
So non-everlasting.
只有耶稣要你做的那些果子就存到永远了。
Only the fruit bear for God will last forever.
我们也借助于求他祷告的时候呢，就成就了他的使命了。
So we pray to him to achieve his will.
那我们要来思想一下，什么叫做结果子呢
？So how do we bear fruit?
请大家看下去了。
So let's read more.
这个PowerPoint 大家可以请看下去。现在还没有看见，请等一等啊，或者有哪位姐妹懂得做？
呀，
哦，这哦，让我来。哎 ，sorry， my fault， 对不起，对不起。OK， 好 ，OK， 那现在可以大家看见了啊 ，OK， 好，结果的意思是被分派去领人。做主的门徒，像我们做主的门徒。
So the bear fruit means to be appointed to lead others to be Jesus' disciple like ourselves.
因为约翰十五章第八节讲得很清楚，你们多结果子的时候呢，就是我的门徒了。
So this is to my Father's glory that you bear fruit.
所以
yourself to be my disciple.
结果子跟门徒是连下起来的。
So disciple and fruit are interconnected.
在马太福音很清楚，大家都知道了啊。神吩咐耶稣吩咐我们，使万民做他的门徒。
So make disciples of all nations.
这个是主耶稣最后的命令。
So this is all his commandment.
然后我们要奉父子圣灵的名帮他们施浸。
So baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
所以神关心你，关心您的，在生命中呢，最主要 就是使你的亲友朋友认识他。
So make sure your friends and relatives know God.
要做他的门徒。
To be his disciples.
他也赐你能力做这个工作。
He will also give you power to do so.
好，大家都懂了哈。
So you understand.
使徒行传说，圣灵降临在你的身上呢，就全世界做他的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witness in Jerusalem and to the end of the earth.
那我们再详细一点看这个结果子的意思。
So what's the meaning of bearing fruit?
啊，结果子就是在真葡萄树中才可以结果子的。
You bear fruit are in the true vine.
这个是在约翰十五章第一节讲的。
In Book of John 15, verses 1.
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，你我的父亲是栽培的人。
I'm the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
因为在世界上许多假的葡萄树。
And there are many false vines.
有些想做也做不来。
Some want to do it but cannot.
只有耶稣是真葡萄树。
Only Jesus is the true vine.
那天父栽培这个葡萄树的。
And God cultivated the true vine.
所以在马太福音里面呢，我们也看见呢。天国就好像一个葡萄树一样。
So the kingdom of heaven is like the landlord who went out early.
那这个天国就是指于教会有关了。
Kingdom have something to do with the church.
那大家看呢，下去就看见，西门彼得这个门徒呢，跟向耶稣讲的话。
Simon Peter answered.
他对耶稣说，哦，您是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So you're the Messiah, the Son of Holy God.
啊，是上帝上面来指示你，让你明白的。
So because you got this revelation from above.
然后在十八节里面呢，继续讲，耶稣讲啊，这个很重要。我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
You are the Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
阴间的权势不能胜过他。
And the gates of the Hades will not overcome it.
那就让我们知道，耶稣就是个教会的磐石。
So Jesus is the rock of the church.
他也是个一个葡萄树了，教会就成为耶稣的葡萄树了一样。
So he's a true vine.
原来在旧约圣经的时代，神就用以色列国来代表他所栽种的葡萄树。
So in the Old Testament, God used Israel as his grapevine.
先知以赛亚跟耶利米都说，以色列国是神栽种的葡萄树。
So Isaiah and Jeremiah all mentioned Israel is the vine.
但是很可惜，他们以色列人没有在旧约的时代遵守神的诫命。
Unfortunately, Israel did not follow God's command.
拜偶像
，idol worship.
这边去教堂，那边又去拜其他的神。
So not only worship the true God, they also worship other idols.
社会里面暴乱。
So that's why chaos in the society.
许多淫乱。
And then adultery.
结果被神弃掉了。
So. Discarded by Lord.
所以他们成了假的葡萄树。
So they are not the true vine.
神不再要他们了。
So God discarded them.
那是神解决方法是怎么样呢？
Then how do God solve this problem?
耶稣自己亲自来做这个葡萄树。
So Jesus come to be the true vine.
当耶稣做葡萄树的时候，就不单只为以色列人了。
The true vine is not only for Israel.
也为着所有的外邦人，在以色列国以外的人了。
So Gentile other than Israel.
所以在圣经里面，也告诉我们呢，彼得亲自讲啊，哦，神拣选了你，也拣选了我们，我们在主里面呢，不分彼此啊，不分他们我们了。
So made a choice among you that there will be no separation between you and us.
因为大家都有主的圣灵同在。
Because we all have God's spirit.
大家都成为葡萄树的枝子。
So we'll become branch of the true vine.
从耶稣里面长进出来。
So grow from Jesus.
哦，这样子呢，我们就有圣灵的果子了。
Then we can bear the fruit for the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵的果子的时候，才可以领人归主啊。
So with the Holy Spirit, then we can lead people to the Lord.
九样。
So there's nine fruit from the Holy Spirit.
仁爱、喜乐啊。和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那这里注意，这个不是九个果子。
So this is not only the nine fruits.
在希腊原文，这个是 singular, 一个果子。
So everyone is singular form.
就是在主里面，我们有这九项的表现出来。
So it's a nine expression.
有时我们要检查自己。
We need to self-examine.
到底有没有圣灵果子呢？
Whether there's the fruit of spirit.
如果没有圣灵的果子的时候，我们不能结果子了。
So without it, we cannot bear fruit.
因为许多基督徒缺乏了圣灵的充满。
So many Christians are not filled by Holy Spirit.
为什么呢？因为世界事情很多啊。
Because they're affected by the world.
生活事情很多啊。
The business of the life.
我们注意世界一切的事情都忽略了，求神的圣灵充满我们。
And neglect the Holy Spirit to fill us.
圣经告诉我们要为主结果子。
Bible tells us to bear fruit for the Holy Spirit.
生命要显现这样的性格的时候呢，神就会帮助你了。
Manifest those characteristics and God will help us.
有一个传道人翻译圣经的，被差派到南美洲去传福音。
The one missionary is translating the Bible to spread the gospel in South Africa.
向哪些土人来跟他们首先来接触，问候他们。
To greet the aborigines.
但是土人不喜欢他们。
But they don't like him.
他们说这是白人啦，来欺骗我们的。
So white people come to cheat us.
他们从前占我们的便宜，拿我们的东西，不理我们的。
They took advantage of us in the past.
我们常常要打架的。
So we fought with them.
所以他们对这个传教士没不大好了。
So they mistreated this missionary.
但是这个传教士后来给医药给他们，让他们知道怎么样得着医治。
However, he brought medicine and healed them.
然后他们呢就开始呢叫他，我们尊重你了，叫他做一个被敬重的白人了。
So they respected him, even though he was white.
再过了一段时期，这个白人啊，传教士啊，很谦卑的侍奉土人，帮助他们医治他们的脚。
So as time went by, he humbly served them and healed their foot.
也帮助他们认识更多的言语。
And then learn more languages.
他们开始看见这个传教士的谦卑。
So they saw the humility of this missionary.
能够侍奉他们，帮助他们。
Serve them, help them.
结果他们就说，哎呀，这个是神差来的白人了。
That's truly God sent.
他们开始听福音，信耶稣了。
So they start listening to the gospel and accept Jesus.
今天您跟我都要求神帮助我们思想怎么样为他结果子。
You and I should think how to bear fruit for God.
怎么样在我们的行动里面表示我们去爱人。
Show that in our action to love.
然后我们再看下去呢，知道那个结果子的条件。
The requirement for bearing fruit.
我们知道结果是叫人信耶稣。
So it's Accept, lead others to Christ.
要怎么样来做呢？清楚的看见呢？
So how can we do it?
耶稣讲，狮子若不在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Remain in me, as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself; it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
葡萄树就有枝子。
So the vine and branch.
我们是耶稣的枝子一样。
So we are the branches.
如果不连起它，就不藏在它里面了。
If we're not in Jesus.
如果连起它的时候呢，哎呀，就多结果子。
We remain in Him, then we can bear much fruit.
圣经讲得很清楚，离了耶稣，我们不能做什么，就不能结果子啊。
Without Jesus, we cannot bear fruit.
所以求主帮助我们知道能够与主耶稣继续有联络。
So we need to be connected with Jesus.
我们靠自己的力量做好多事情。
So we can do a lot.
或者奉献不少钱。
Or offer.
啊，帮助过教会里面的人。
To help people in the church.
在世界上有名望，人家都尊重您。
So you have a good name in the world.
甚至乎在好的团契做领袖。
Or even leaders in the fellowship.
也曾经把人请来教会。
Invited people to the church.
但是不一定是。跟主耶稣相连的
，But you may not be connected to the to Christ，
因为你是靠自己的力量
，You rely on your own power，
靠自己的作为
，Rely on your action，
你不是求耶稣帮助你的
，You never ask Jesus to help you，
你来教会做什么都是为自己的名字
，So you serve for your own name，
或者讨你家人的喜悦。
Or please your family.
那这样子你不能为主做什么了。
So you are not doing it for the Lord.
那我们怎么样能够与主相连呢？
So how can we connect to the Lord?
啊，圣经讲得很清楚。
So it's clearly said in the Bible.
就是说你要藏在主里面，你的就是主的话也藏在你里面。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you.
啊，这个很清楚，弟兄姐妹。就是圣经跟您的关系了。
So that's Bible and you.
你看他的话，祷告的时候，神就为你成就。
Read His word when you pray, God will listen.
你怎么样跟主有交通呢
？How can you communicate with God?
听他的话，对不对
？Listen to His word.
看他的话，他已经给你圣经了嘛。
Read, he gave you the Bible.
所以你跟我要常常每天跟主的话语有交通。
So daily devotional.
啊，做主的门徒不是哦，一个礼拜去教堂两次，参加一些团契就算了。
Sunday Christian or join fellowships is not enough.
如果你是这样的思想
，If you think so,
很可能你不能为主做什么结果子了。
Then you cannot bear fruit for the Lord.
神的是要您跟他有亲密的交通。
God wants close relationship.
是连在一起。
Interconnected.
每天送他，读他，默想他的教训。
Meditate his instruction.
然后实行他的教训，让神管理你的生命。
Practice, let him in charge your life.
那就是与主连接了。
Then you are connected to the Lord.
当你念他的话，向他祷告的时候，哦，神就让您跟他有好的密切的交通。
Read his word, pray to him. You will have close relationship.
这样跟主有交通的人就藏在主爱里了。
So you will be in his love.
所以感谢主呢，我们与主交通不是一个很困难的事情啊。
So it's not difficult to connect with the Lord.
你不是孤单的门徒。
You are not alone.
主答应，无论你是谁，有什么困难，主总与你同在。
God promised He will never leave you or forsake you.
他必定爱你。
He loves you.
他必定看顾你。
He watch over you.
当你想起神的话的时候
，When you think about His word,
你就会除去你里面有些苦，有些恨。
So you will get rid of your hatred, your bitterness.
啊，在你的失望的时候呢，啊，你会失去一些东西的时候，神会解放你这样的痛苦。
In your disappointment, He will relieve your pain.
当你有愤怒、有自怨的时候
，When you have anger,
身体有软弱、没有能力的时候
，Sickness or weak,
神的爱会使你不会放弃。
God's love will keep you going.
他继续与你同在。
Continue to be with you.
在你身体最痛苦的时候，都给你有盼望。
In the darkest hour, you will have hope.
你觉得有罪的时候，
even though you sin,
他会除去你的罪感。
He will get rid of your guilty feeling.
他给你有平安的果子。
Give you peace.
给你力量，继续为他来侍奉他。
Strength to serve him.
因为他会减去您的劳苦。
He will take away your burden.
使你在试炼中得到智慧跟帮助。
In trial, you will learn.
他不会永永远远爱你的。
He loves you forever.
神的爱绝对不会离开你。
God's love never leaves you.
有时候可能你觉得他不跟你同在。
Sometimes you don't feel his presence.
但是他是在看顾你的。
He is still looking after you.
大家都记得有一个很普通的图画。
You remembered a picture.
就是说呢，你看见一个图画呢，看见有个人在海边上，在海滩上行走。
A man walk on the beach.
主跟他一起同行。
With the Lord.
只有两对脚印。对不对
？Two sets of footprints.
但是到了一个时期，他看见，哎呀，为什么只有一对脚印？这没有其他哪一对呢？是不是神离开我了
？All of a sudden, there's only one pair of footprints. Did God leave me?
他祷告的时候，神给他答案。
So when he prayed, God answered him.
他说，在你最困难的时候
，In your darkest moment,
是我把你背上来。
I carried you.
只有我的脚印啊。
So there's only my footprints on the beach.
这表示知道神在任何时间都爱你的。
God loves you all the time.
神也要您跟别的弟兄姐妹有相亲相爱。
God also wants you to love other brothers and sisters.
所以在主的爱中，我也有彼此来相爱的。
So we love each other in His love.
像神爱我们，我们也爱别的弟兄姐妹。
We love others because God loves us.
所以我们就愿意小一点说话。
So just be patient in your word.
多听别人的说话。
Listen more, speak less.
不单只是我自己祷告。
Not just pray alone.
或者很长很长的祷告。
Not just long prayers.
也不给人家机会去祷告。
You need to give others opportunity to pray also.
我们只是想听自己讲。
So not just listening.
不愿意听人家来讲。
And you just want to talk, not willing to listen.
在谈话中，我们减少批评别人。
Do not criticize.
我们愿意饶恕所有的失败。
Forgive all the failure.
我们要看重每一个弟兄姐妹的重要。
Show your love in action.
这个就是藏在主的爱中啊。
So this is live in His love.
神爱你。
God loves you.
他也要你爱弟兄姐妹。
You need to love your brothers and sisters.
你是一个主的枝子吗？葡萄树的枝子吗
？Are you His branch?
你也会被修理的。
So you will get pruned.
你要为主结果子啊，你也会被修理的。
So in the process of bearing fruit, you will be pruned.
因为神要你更多结果子。
So that you can bear more fruit.
大家看得清楚这句话啊，第三节。
So verses three.
第二节啊，神的意思不是要你跟我坐在那里，哎呀，结果果子就够了。
So not just sitting there do nothing.
神要你跟我继续多结果子。
Continue to bear fruit.
越结越多。
The more the better.
如果不肯的，不坐在哪里，不愿意坐的怎么办
？What if you sit there do nothing?
神会修理你的。
So he will cut you off.
神的道会自然的修理你的。
So his action will take care of you.
当你跟主相亲的时候。相亲的诵读他的话的时候
，So if you are close to him，
神的道就会提醒你了。
So his word will remind you。
要在哪一方面改变你自己的行为呢
？Change your action accordingly。
在哪一方面呢？改进你跟家人的关系呢
？Improve your relationship among family。
在哪一方面要检查我自己的口，我是不是伤害别人呢
So make sure your word won't hurt others.
啊，在那一方面可以跟人家更多的合作呢。
So cooperate with others.
照顾别人呢。
Take care of others.
不再自私呢。
Not be selfish.
不会坚持自己的意见是常常是对的呢。
Don't insist on your own opinion.
不会不会接纳别人的意思呢。
Accept others.
啊，我们求主帮助。
May God help us.
求主赦免。
Forgive us.
承认自己的罪。
Admit your sin. So washed by His word.
主耶稣在约翰十七章十七节这样讲。
So John 17 verses 17.
求天父用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理了。
Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
原来每天你念主的话的时候。
Study His word.
神就要你应用他的话。
And practice His word.
哎，你就是成圣，越来越成圣了。
That's a process of sanctification.
所以弟兄姐妹，所以看主的话是这么的重要。
So read God's words is important.
使你成圣，你就很愿意去自然结果子嘛。
Sanctify to bear fruit.
这就是说神的管教我们每日的生活。
God disciplines us daily.
啊，感谢主，他是我们的父亲一样。
So he just like our dear father.
啊，他会管教每一个儿女的。
He disciplined his children.
啊，当我们进到生活中有不如意的事情呢，想一想，是否神在管教我呢
？So when you encounter trials, think about whether that's discipline from God.
啊，神管教我是为我的益处。
The discipline is for our benefit.
使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So that we can be part of his word.
更像耶稣他的榜样。
To be more like Jesus. To model after him.
如果我们真的不愿意结果子的时候。
If we don't want to bear fruit.
他会修理的。
So he will prune us, discipline us.
我很小的时候呢，是在中国中山那个地方，我的爸爸是一个传道人。
When I grew up, my dad was a missionary in the mainland China.
啊，那有一天我是小孩子，坐在教会前面呢，听爸爸讲道了。
So I was sitting in the front listening to my dad preaching.
我也没有注意啊。
So I didn't pay attention.
我在前面，跑来跑去，有换这个换这个，在动啊。
So I ran around goofy.
我自己不晓得自己做什么。
I didn't know what I was doing.
我的爸爸马上从讲台上下来。
So my dad stepped down from the podium.
拉住我跑进一个库房里面，把我关在哪里。
Took me in and locked me up in a room.
我在哪里等啊
？So I waited there.
聚会完了之后啊。
Until the end of the service.
他跑进来拿一个藤条。
So he came in with a whip.
从那天以后，我绝对知道崇拜的时候不要乱来啊。
So I know I should behave during.
今天许多人去崇拜，早就说有个有个有个，不晓得这真的是敬拜神哎。
So a lot of people worship with busyness.
求主帮助。
May God help us.
不要骚扰别人的崇拜啊。
Don't disturb others people's worshiping.
啊，我学到这个功课了。
So I learned my lesson.
那我们最后再来看看不结果子的后果了。
So the consequence not bearing fruit.
啊，我们看见这个后果是怎么样呢
？So there's consequence.
啊，请看第十五章第二节。
So chapter 15 verses 2.
他说：“不属我的结枝子，他就剪去。”
It cut off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
那这一个翻译有两个重要的解释。
There are two important interpretations.
今天大部分圣经都说剪去。
Most translate cut off.
但是如果你看希腊原文呢，这个字啊，剪去有另外一个意思。
But if you look at the Greek, the original text,
那个意思就被举起。
So、means
那这个我就看得更懂了。
So then I think that's a better interpretation.
因为这里圣经讲着凡属我的不接我的，你是属耶稣的，好吧？对吧？你是属耶稣，那为什么突然间捡了你去啊？那你又不属耶稣吗？不会啊。
So since we're with belong to the Lord, we should do certain things.
那不结果子吗？好，神会把你举起来。
If you don't bear fruit, he will elevate
you. 就好像葡萄树的枝子有时候向下走。
Because the vine grew downward.
向火旁边走。
And then silent,
没有向上走。
Not grows up.
那结果许多时候就有肮脏，有泥土把它盖住了。
And covered by dirt.
那园丁怎么办？
So how do the gardener do?
这个珠子要把它提起来。
So he needs to elevate.
绑好的，让它再上来走。
So that he can grow.
所以感谢主，他会让我们先被清理，举起我们。
Prune then elevate us.
就好像路加福音也讲到，哎呀，这个不结果子的，暂时留住它吧。
So just sometimes if you don't bear fruit, just put it aside.
如果以后不结果子，再把它砍了。
And then watch.
这个就是神的忍耐，神的旨意。
God has patience. Sometimes just leave you and watch.
但是哦，过了一阵子还不结果子，被神举起来了，把那还不这个，那怎么办？
So after a while still not bearing fruit, then what?
哦，神就说被丢在外面枯干了。
So the withered and throw away.
弟兄姐妹，您跟我会不会经验到一些枯干的生命呢？
So are you withering in your spiritual life?
是不是你没有为神做了什么呢？
Did you do anything for God?
神的话讲得很清楚啊。
God's words is very clear.
如果不遵从的话，跟他没有交通的。
So if you don't follow,No communication with him.
那就是不服从神拣选你的意思。
Not obeying his will.
生命不愿意结果子。
Not willing to bear fruit.
生命中完全没有一些能力能够令人归主。
Not leave anybody to the Lord.
向人传福音都万一句都不敢讲。
Not spreading the word.
只害怕这个，害怕那个。
So timid.
那对不起啊。可能你不是主的门徒了。
Then you are not his disciple.
那是很可怜的结果。
So it's a sad consequence.
虽然说偶尔去教会。
Even though you come to church sometimes.
但是看见我们是枯干的生命。
But we're withering.
对教会没有兴趣。
Not interested in spiritual life.
没有任何的思想为神工作。
Not serving the Lord.
神赐你的能力是你的恩赐才干都没有用。
Your ability or talents are waste.
生命渐渐觉得没有意思。
So there's no meaning in life.
我们所爱的只是世界的娱乐。
So just the lust of the world.
哦，就是电视啊、游戏啊、各样的电脑、啊、怎么样
？TV games.
就来陶醉自己。
So enjoy yourself.
那就是枯干的生命了。
So that's a withering life.
最后是怎么样
？Then what happened?
被主丢弃。
So you will be cast aside by Lord.
哎呀，最困难的是被火烧掉了。
So even burn, crash and burn.
如果我没有讲的生命没有改变的，只有这样的可能了。
So if your life's not changing, then that's the consequence. Crash and burn.
让我们来看看马太福音圣经怎么讲。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
请各位看得清楚啊。
You can see clearly.
他说你们要防备假先知。
Watch out for false prophets.
他们到你这里来呢，披着羊皮，哇，喊上好的基督徒，里面是残暴的狼。
So they come in the sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
凭他们的果子，你就可以认出他们来了。
By their fruit, you can recognize them.
因为他的生命不结好的果子。
Because they are not bearing good fruit.
好树都结好果子。
Good tree bear good fruit.
坏树结坏果子。
And a bad tree bear bad fruit.
这个我们都很清楚的。
So we all know this.
反不结果子的什么样呢？
Not bearing fruit.
神的话讲得很清楚，丢在火里。
Cut down and thrown into the fire.
所以二十一节看清楚，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能到都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who said Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who does the will of my Father will enter heaven.
将来神会审判所有的人。
God will judge everybody.
有些人说我们去教会啊，我们称你为主，又为教会做了好多事啊。
So I go to church, I serve in the church.
耶稣说，你没有结好果子。
But you did not bear good fruit.
生命结出都是坏果子。
You only bear bad fruit.
都是埋怨的果子。
Complaining.
批评人的果子。
Criticizing.
破坏人的果子。
Sabotaging.
那有什么好处呢？
Then how good is?
这个就是圣经里面所讲的假冒的基督徒了。
So these are the false prophets.
你只靠自己的心意。
So do things
according to your will.
Not following
God's will. 每天没有跟神有交通。
No communication with the Lord.
最后的结果是怎么样呢？
So what's the final destination?
圣经讲很清楚，被扔，生命没有记在生命册上，名字扔在火湖里。
Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life will be thrown in the lake of fire.
弟兄姐妹，地狱的火是有感觉的。
So, how's the fire in the hell?
是受苦的。
So, it's torturing.
地狱里是黑暗的。
Dark.
有火的是黑暗的，我看不见。
So, you cannot see anything.
在地狱里完全与耶稣跟其他的门徒分离。
Total separation with the Lord and other believers.
绝对没有得救的盼望了。
No hope for salvation.
生命只想起记忆所有的痛苦。
So only suffering.
有一次在一个美军的军营里面，一般士兵问一个随军的牧者，一个牧师，一个问题。
So the military chaplain was asked.
他们围住这个随军的牧师问他，哎，牧师，你相信有地狱吗？
Do you believe in hell?
那个人他怎么讲？
What did he answer?
他说我不。
I don't.
这样那些兵士就问跟他讲了。
So then the soldier said,
牧师，请你辞职吧，不要再做了。
So then you shouldn't be a chaplain.
因为如果没有地狱，我们不需要你啊。
So if there's no hell, why do we need you?
如果真的有地狱，
if there's real hell,
我也不愿意被你领错了。
So you may mislead us.
弟兄姐妹，今天神拣选了你，拣选了我。
God chose you and me.
是必须要为他结果子的。
To bear fruit for him.
如果你没有这样的心意和行动，
If you don't act,
那可能表示你心里没有真的接受耶稣做你的救主。
So that means you may not really accept Jesus as a savior.
你没有真的求主赦免你的罪恶。
You did not really ask him to forgive your sin.
没有让他管理你的生命啊。
You did not let him lead your life.
今天求神帮助你跟我。
May God help you and me.
让他的圣灵充满你。
May the Holy Spirit be with you.
因为你已经是基督徒了。
If you're a Christian,
你就要从今天现在开始
from this point on,
决定为神找一个对象
so find,
为他祷告
find someone to pray for,
领他归主
lead him to the Lord,
请低头祷告
so let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是爱我们每一个的
You love every one of us.
但是我们也需要与你彼此相爱。
But we need to be with you and love.
我们也要谢谢你的拯救。
Thank you for your salvation.
遵从你的教训。
Obey your instruction.
成就你选择我们的目的。
Achieve your will in us.
今天求你改变我们整个的思想，生命中的目标。
Change our purpose in life.
帮我们真正成为你葡萄树的枝子。
To be a real branch to your vine.
是跟你有联系的，有关系。
Connected to you.
常常在你里面。
Abide in you.
与你有交通。
In fellowship with you.
与你有祷告。
Pray to you.
听从你的话语。
Listen to you.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，现在我们一起来守主餐。
So let's observe the Lord's Supper.
如果弟兄姐妹，你需要一个主餐的杯跟饼呢，请你举举手，我们的。
If you need communion, if you need communion set, please raise your hand.
希望大家都有了。
So everybody has it?
如果你是基督徒，可以。
If you're a Christian, yeah, you can observe the Lord's Supper.
Okay. 在哥林多前书十一章，主的话语是这样告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verses 23 to 26.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的。就是主耶稣被拿的那夜，拿起饼来。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
主谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. For this is in remembrance of me."
请各位一同祷告。
So let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们安静在你的面前。
Lord, we come before you in silence.
求你与我们同在。
May your presence be with us.
除去一切的障碍。
Get rid of all the obstruction.
除去魔鬼的工作。
Get rid of God's, Satan's work.
除去一切得罪你的思想行为。
So get rid of all the words.And thinking offending to you.
接受你的赦免。
Accept your salvation.
接受你的生命。
Accept your life.
奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位现在可以打开你的饼。
So open your communion set.
只是你小心的把它遮盖你的饼的头一个胶纸。
Be careful, just take the bread.
好，请各位，我们一起同心的在主面前来吃。
Let's partake together.
这个是主耶稣给我们的生命，这个是主耶稣为我们舍的身体。
This is his body given up for us.
我们在主里面有他的生命。
So we will have life through him.
吃这个饼就是吃主给我们的生命了。
So when we partake the bread, we accept his life in us.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks.
我们一起来唱这首歌。
Let's sing the hymn.
感谢主拯救我灵魂，感谢主赐我的圣权，感谢主他白赐给我这么丰丰富富的修。继续看圣经，这里讲，他说主呼了，饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们奉喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in